Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady Free. This guy and your boy, Pastor Jay. We are here with Shift Real Talk Podcast once again. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. See, today we're going to be talking about communication and how to change your narrative. That's the important thing. We all have gone through different things in life, experiences that have caused us to basically communicate through the experiences that we receive. So we have a narrative. It's the story that we tell ourselves. So basically stay tuned, y'all, because when we come back, we're going to get into it. So let's get it. All right, we are back.
What's poppin'?
Hey, Kia. Chris Kia's Burton. On the line. We got my sister Sharice on the line.
June.
Overseer Chris Burton is always.
Do you see the mask, June? June, this mask, I'm gonna send it to you,
see,
June.
See, we always gotta start with this mask.
June, you That's need right. one of these masks, June.
Renee.
My boy Renee Lampkin.
Happy belated birthday. Ron is on the line with Renee.
Ron Miller.
Yeah, it says Renee and Ron.
What's up,
can
fellas?
Can we get that mouse so I can...
Fellas, what's good, man?
Because we be trying to give some likes and some hearts and some goings on.
What's up?
All right.
Ron and Renee. Renee Savage. Hey, Renee.
Okay.
And Ronald. Renee how you Savage. Doing, Ron? What's up? My boy Ron.
So y'all, we're about to get into this discussion today because
let me get rid of the Super Bowl mask real quick, y'all, before we talk.
Come on. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
we in the house now. Super Bowl ready. Super Bowl ready.
How y'all doing, man? What's going on? Blessings on blessings.
Look, today has been one of those good days.
Man, y'all come on in, man. Y'all come on in.
Oh, we got a good topic for you today. So, you know, we always looking for your comments.
Yes,
trying to get it.
We trying to get it, man. Hey, look, y'all, before we get started, if y'all want to give your church, your pastor, your ministry a shout out, let's take this time to give everybody a shout out. You know, you just want to give homage. To the churches, to the church world. We are still relevant, God's people. So
that's
if you want to give a shout out to the church,
that's right.
We got Pastor Chris Burton on the line, and he's with I forgot the name of your church, Mataria Wright. Mataria, what's up, homie? That's
she
right.
Said, it's the boss.
Chris, I forgot the name of your church, man. God, please forgive me. But we got Pastor Chris Burton on the line.
That's right.
I mean, Dr. Chris Burton. I'm sorry. Let me get it
Come
right.
On
you
with
know
the
me?
Doctor.
Sharice.
Right.
You got Sharice. June Anderson. She fibetized. New Hope Cathedral in Stockbridge, Georgia.
New Hope.
Bishop
Let's
Lee Part
it.
Is the
That's
pastor.
Right. That's right.
We want to give Bishop Lee Part, who's doing an awesome job out there in Stockbridge, Georgia.
That's right.
We want to give him a shout out. Y'all check him out. Amen.
All right.
Check out Pastor Lee Park.
Mataria. Okay.
Mataria.
We're going to start off with prayer.
Yeah, you start off with prayer, babe.
Let's do it. Let's talk to God.
We're going
to
start off with prayer. We're going
to
get started.
We always like to start with the man with the master plan. So, Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you now for another opportunity for us to commune with our friends and our family online, Lord God, just to be able to talk about relevant issues as it pertains to love, relationship, real people with real issues, Lord. Our desire is to be different yet impactful. So just have your way and speak through us so that we all can learn from one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen of God.
And amen again.
And again.
And again.
All right. So, I mean, we're talking about communication. We're talking about changing your narrative. So I asked you before the show started, if you had to tell people how to change their narrative, what would you tell them?
Trust the process.
Trust the process.
Simple.
It was simple and plain. See, Jesse, simple the type plain. Of person that likes to come down straight
trust
street. He likes to get it in while he can. So it's about trusting the process.
Yes, trusting the process.
Okay, so.
Well, before even trusting the process, first of all, we've been, last couple of weeks, we've been kind of dealing with communication. If the trust was broken, and then it kind of like, hey, Kia, how you doing, daughter? We've been talking the last couple of weeks about just trying to bridge the gap of when when trust has been broken.
Yeah.
And we kind of came down the streets of understanding that communication is a vital piece,
very important in really obtaining
and keeping the trust. But we realized that a lot of times communication is an issue. And we came up with a couple of things that really, really showed us what could be some problems in communicating.
Yeah.
And we just kind of wanted to share with you guys today, you know what I'm saying? Because communication is important.
Yes.
It is very important.
It's very important to be transparent.
I was listening to a podcast the other day where they were comparing the difference, like what was more important. Was being in love more important? Or communicating was more important. I think
was
communication
love.
More important than love?
Yeah.
But I don't want to get into what's more important because I believe they both hold their weight. But the thing is, in communication, there's a lot of things that hinder communications in relationships.
Yes, it is.
And we want to kind of deal with that today.
Okay, well, let's deal with it.
One problem I noticed, and this has just been a really... Yes, communication is the key. And I realized my boy Al West is on the phone. Every couple should come to, you're going to read your comments.
Oh, hold up.
You got to read the comments to give the first problem that I want to talk about, y'all.
All right, so Al West says, every couple should come to one narrative, not a common narrative that fits the common trend.
Okay, Al, I've been deep lately, man. Al West, Pastor Al West.
Al West is deep. He comes
Pastor
from
Pastor Al West, yes.
Kim, my girl Kim is on the line. Kim Scott always Kim Scott. Have your girl
Hey,
back.
Listen, Kim, my wife don't have to pay for the
girl,
haircuts.
Girl, I told him about that message, girl. That's right.
All right, listen, y'all. We want to talk. We'll get into that. But I want to talk about the first problem that happens in communication.
Okay,
The first problem is, a lot of times, we don't know how to communicate because of what we were taught, what was fed into us.
Okay.
Example.
Come on.
Households. First, communication and everything that we learn in life, we learn it from our parents.
Yes, we do.
We learn what the household that we lived in every day is what we learn from.
That's the training ground.
A lot of us had parents, and it is no disrespect to nobody's parent. It's just what happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have parents that are very vocal in their communication.
Right.
Meaning sometimes they use cuss words, every other word.
Cuss you out quick.
Yeah, cuss you out really quick. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, how they grew up.
Oof.
So their tone has been taught and planted in you.
Yeah.
So what you learned how to do was now accept cursing, or actually you maybe become a great cursor.
That becomes your norm.
That becomes your norm. Uh-huh. Or you may have been raised in a family where you actually couldn't say nothing. Just go over there, sit down, and shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Just shut your mouth.
Just shut your mouth.
Get out of grown folks' business.
Yes, get out of grown folks' business.
Yeah.
That will instill in you you really shut down.
Yeah.
And when it comes to communicating, because this is what you learn, to be quiet.
To be quiet and not be able to have a word.
Not to be able to have a word. Don't say nothing. Don't even give your opinion right now. Don't even give your opinion.
Right.
I grew up in this church, St. John. Five Baptist Holiness Church.
Shout out to St. John's Five Baptist.
Shout out to St. John's Five Baptist Holiness Church.
Yes.
When we were young.
Come on.
You know how churches get these days, they don't let nobody just play on the instruments. You know, don't get on that young boy. Don't you get on them drums. Them drums cost $50. Don't you touch them drums.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But St. John, they encouraged it. If you did boom, boom, boom. In other words, they taught us from a young age.
To express yourself. Yeah.
Get on them drums, man. And guess what? I didn't know how to play a beat. I just boom, boom. But they, you know, the mothers at that church, they said, we're going to pray. You got a desire to play those drums. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to pray that God anoint you to play those drums.
And they did.
And I was off beat until I got on beat.
That's right.
But the point is, there was a level of teaching.
Yeah.
There was a level of teaching.
Yeah.
And they imparted in the young people because that's where everything starts in your life. When you're young.
You're right about it.
When you're young. This is where you learn a lot of stuff from in these young ages. And it's sad because Al sent me this, Al West, my boy Al West, he sent me this video.
Right.
And we was watching this guy and he was saying, it was so crazy because he was saying that in the black community, in the black community, he said when he was really trying to give them a positive message.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to him.
They couldn't hear him.
They couldn't hear nothing he said. They didn't understand.
Right.
Hey, young man, put that down, brother. And he said they wouldn't listen. He said he would walk in his suit and tie trying to fight for equal justice for the young black, and they didn't hear him.
Yeah.
He said until he went to the hood and see how those young people, all those people in the hood were being communicated. How they would be. He said the older guys or the older mothers would cuss them out. Get your butt over there and sit down somewhere, don't you? And it's like they begin to listen.
They
begin to hear what he was saying.
Perked them up, right.
They perked them up.
Right.
Boy, you better not put those shoes on. I'll bust your head right open.
Yeah.
And they move, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Why is young people, hey, why is young people, or why is as a culture, that this is the way that we understand communication?
Right.
Because it has been imparted in us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, Pastor Jay, as far as how we have learned to receive certain types of communication. Also, like we was talking earlier, the narrative, it's the story we tell ourselves. All black men are dogs.
Wow, yes.
We tell ourselves, females only want you for your bag, for what you can do for them. We talk about marriage, man, that's the ball and chain, man. That's the last step before you end up in bondage.
Kim Scott said, facts. My parents didn't know how to communicate, which caused divorce. That's right.
Man.
Yes.
That's
and,
a horrible
and we
thing.
Learn and the thing is we learn this behavior.
Yep. It's
we
a,
learn
we
it.
Pick it up.
So we have to understand that that's why.
Come on.
It is so important. It is so important that we don't carry these stones with us. And a lot of times we don't even know we're carrying them with us because they have been planted.
Right.
And anything that's planted is planted in the ground. You can't see what's planted.
You
can't see it. It's planted.
Yeah.
And it only comes out when it sprouts.
Yeah.
So you can't see it. So we got to deal with stuff in the roots.
When it sprouts.
Yeah.
When it come up, you don't even see it come up.
You don't even see it come up.
Here it come.
And here it come. It just, I don't know, where'd that come from?
Like, I don't have nothing to do with what was planted. Yeah. Why I got to get the fruit?
So a lot of times we communicate with people, you know, really who are sprouting.
Come
from
on.
From what has been planted.
Take the R out. Who's spouting?
Yeah.
They spouting at you. Yes. It's like they used to that communication. They used to getting cussed at. Boy, get your bloop bloop in the house before I bloop your bloop.
Boy,
you know, you got to beep
your
every other
hand.
Word.
Yeah.
And so they are raised up to believe that's how you communicate. And if people don't communicate in that tone or in that way, a lot of times they can't hear it.
That's, ooh. Wow.
But I'm a firm believer that you can help people to develop a whole nother way of communicating. If you give them another way, if you help them to see a whole nother example, they'll follow or even be able to see that there's a different way to follow.
What's that statement we heard? We heard this statement. Somebody said, it is easier to raise strong children than to help a broken man.
Right. What is that to... Is that what it said?
Mm-hmm. It is easier,
To raise
strong children,
than to fix a broken man.
A broken man. And I think what it's saying is after everything that has been imparted in you, embedded in you, when you get older, all of this brokenness you done came up and you done, it's already inside of you. And sometimes the only thing that can change somebody who's brunk all of this stuff that has been embedded and been planted and been seeded is God. And a lot of times when we get into communication, trying to change this person or make them see what we see. And that's enough, which leads us to our next problem in communication.
That's right.
Which leads us into our next problem. The next problem is sometimes we communicate. My wife's treating me like
I try not to do the mother from the church and do this. Yeah, the mother, she's going to give me the gun.
Take the gun out. Like we inside the church.
I tried to slide the paper discreetly and he won't.
Like we are inside the church.
That's right. We was just talking about how the mothers hooked us up. Shoot.
But here's another problem. Yes, hold on. The danger, read what Al Rook West said.
The dangerous thing is when certain people feel like there's no one to talk to, which leads to depression and suicidal ways. Now, that's some serious talk right there.
Yes, yes.
When you feel like you don't have anybody to, but what causes people to feel like they don't have anybody to talk to?
I think what causes people to feel like they don't have anybody to talk to is because they are really not ready to deal with what's inside of them yet. And they don't trust anybody with what they're dealing with.
Right.
So it's hard to find somebody who can relate to what you're going through.
Yeah.
So that's what that is.
I believe I can get down with that.
It's hard to relate. So some people they haven't been through some certain things and they don't know what to tell you. Like prime example, when my mom passed away, God knows that was the hardest thing for me to deal with because that was my mom.
Yeah.
But so many people who didn't lose their mother were saying, "Oh, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right."
Yeah,
that's what you say to me. And I lost my mom. There's nothing that they could have said to me because they couldn't relate to I was saying.
That's why it's important for us to go through.
Yes, yes.
God has allowed certain things to happen for us to go through. Mm-hmm. But instead of us going through it, we hold on to it. We don't want to talk about it because it brings up shame.
Hey, Candy.
It brings up guilt. It brings up all kind of other things that we don't want to discuss because people going to look at us a certain way.
Candy said, not feeling love. See, these are stuff that we grow up with. We grow up with this stuff. Not feeling. I mean, because the thing is, when we get to the level of when we are older now, these are things now because here, remember, we go through.
We have to go through
them. So there's a reason why we go through these situations in our life because. Yeah. It is for us to get to a place where we can actually help somebody else. We've been through.
Yeah.
So I've been in situations where I felt abandoned, you know, when I got promised certain things when I was little and it didn't happen.
Right.
So it caused some abandonment issues.
Yep.
But the thing is, I could not. Well, trust me, I brought some of those issues into our relationship.
Yes, you did, God.
But the thing is, you cannot. And because of that, it causes a gap in communication. You know why? It goes to our next issue.
Yeah, the gap.
It causes the gap. You know what? This is the next issue. A lot of times when we communicate, we don't communicate to listen. We communicate to get our point across.
To get stuff off our chest.
Yeah, we want you to hear. Yes. I want you to hear what I got to say. So because we want to be heard, communication goes one way.
Only. No reciprocation.
I'm okay. I used to be that way. I'm telling you what I know.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Yes.
Sometimes you got to have real issues. Yes. Let's talk about that.
Oh, we went through that. Oh, we're telling you from experience, y'all. When I was going through.
Yeah.
I Lord knows, I thank God for every situation that I've been in because it taught me a lesson.
Yeah.
I was married. Thank God for that situation. Like I said, it taught me a whole lot.
Yeah.
But the pain, honestly, the pain that I've caused on myself in that situation because I had that pain that I did not deal with. When I was dealing with her, I wanted her to understand that pain.
And that's all he wanted.
So when I was communicating with her, when things went wrong, I wanted her to understand that I was in pain.
Right.
So it was, do you hear me? Yeah, you ain't listening. You're not listening. Yep. Do you hear what I'm saying? Yep. You're not listening. You're not listening. Yep. And so that was the and it was like, she was listening.
And I was trying to listen. but I tried. I didn't know how to listen to anything. I mean, he was spouting, like we was talking about that sprout. He was spouting at me. The communication was rough. It was not loving a lot of times because he was in pain. And he would even say little stuff like, he would call me crazy, tell me I was crazy, to the point where at one point I was thinking, well, shoot, am I? I didn't know, because he was dealing with something.
How difficult
and I did
was that?
Not,
how
oh,
difficult?
My God. It
tell
was,
me how difficult
okay,
that was.
Just keep
because
it,
it's
keep
one thing
it
to
real.
Talk about it, but to really understand right. how difficult it is to talk to,
because
some,
the
talk
narrative
with somebody who
that,
does not listen.
Right. The narrative he was coming with was he was not being heard. You're not hearing me. So because I guess, I don't know if down throughout the time he wasn't heard by certain people or by or in his marriage, he probably mm-hmm. felt like he wasn't being heard. Mm-hmm. So when we got together, it was like I was trying my best to communicate with him. I was trying my best to figure out what it was. But in the meantime of him trying to get me to hear him, he was hurting me.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I, being hurt by this person, now have a desire to hear him? Mm-hmm. So it was hard for me to hear him because he was hurting me in the process of being hurt while I was trying to hear him.
Wow. So I'll put something on here that was... I'll put something up here that was real profound.
Uh-huh.
Al West, he said, be careful. The gap will allow strangers to fill an unnecessary void.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Those voids, Al, to be honest with you, those voids are not unnecessary.
What do you do when you are trying? Like, for me.
But you're right, Al. You're totally right. Go ahead, baby.
For me, God allowed us to go our separate ways. I didn't want to go our separate ways, but there was some growing up that needed to happen over here, and there was some growing up and some forgiveness and some healing that needed to happen here, so that when we did come back together, God had already worked some things out separately, because sometimes when you're with that person, you're on the front line of all their pain, and being on the front line of the battle ain't easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
See, here's the
you
thing.
Get all the blows.
See, here's the thing. Kia said that's true. People don't listen. But here's the thing. When voids, see, the thing is, we will create a void just by not listening. Because,
man,
again, what happens is you don't really get to deal with what the real issue is.
Right.
So because you're not dealing with the issue, you're sweeping it on a rug, and it'll be planted there until you actually face it head on and you deal with it.
Yep.
Do you know how uncomfortable it is to leave a conversation and all you did was talk at each other and you didn't leave with a level of understanding?
And she's definitely going to... A woman needs to be heard. A woman needs...
Well, a man needs to be heard,
I mean,
too.
Yeah,
it's
a man,
need. You know
yeah,
I mean?
That is a need.
That's why it's important.
But I'm speaking from the female's perspective, being that I'm the female.
Cuzzo, what's up, man?
If a woman is not heard... First of all, sweeping everything, that's dirt. You sweeping all the dirt under the rug. It's going to be a pile up soon.
Yeah.
And that's why when she does get a chance to finally talk about what any issue that comes up, all of that stuff that's under that rug, all that dirt going to come out with that conversation.
She's
going to reach all the way back because, and a lot of times Jesse, he would say to me, we already talked about that. Why are you bringing up old stuff? But we didn't talk about it. You talked at me.
Because I didn't want to bring it back up.
Right, but see...
You know why? You know why? And I'm going to be real.
Instead
this is
of
why.
Just saying, I don't want to talk
but,
about
let's
that.
Be real. Let's be 100.
I wouldn't have accepted that.
The thing is, because again, because here's the thing. If we if you have more conversations where you don't really deal with stuff...
Yeah.
The thing was, at that point, we weren't dealing with it. We were dealing at it.
So if
it came back up, only thing it did was mess up the mood that I was trying to create. Because there was a purpose. I just needed some peace. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to argue.
Isn't it funny that the person that needs the peace is usually the person that caused the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, you don't realize
but
that.
But when
that's
it's time to talk, there is no opportune time. When everything is going good, it's not a good time to talk because you don't want to mess up the atmosphere. When things are going bad, you don't want to talk because that means he's not going to hear you because he's mad. When is a good time? Or she, on both sides, when is a good time? Kim Scott says, it's hard to really listen when the person is yelling. Come on with the yelling. You are absolutely right.
Yes.
Communication is not only what you say.
But how you say it.
It's how you say it. That's right. It's
that's
how.
True. That's true.
Because
that's true.
See, communication, the root word is commune. When we commune, we break bread. Like, he gives me the matters of his heart. And because we have a healthy form of communication now, I'm willing to receive it.
Al said, meaning love is a battle. It's not always peaches and cream. Love is not a battle.
I respect that. I understand where he's coming from, but love, we make what we think love is a battle. Love is beautiful.
Hey, Sheena.
Sheena, what's up, lady?
Sheena, love I held is... this for you. I was waiting for you to get online. I was holding
We're
this for my sister.
For station identification.
You're going to pause. Hold on. You're going to pause.
The champion's in the house. The champ is in the house. Sometimes ladies just gotta go with it. All right, we back. Thank you guys. We had to pay some bills, so we had to go to commercial break. But we are back with Shift Real Talk. We are talking about communication
hurt
and changing
people,
your
hurt
narrative.
People.
That's and we always hear that hurt people. Yet we get into relationships with people that are hurt, knowing that that person could possibly hurt you. And when you get hurt, it's a shock. When you get hurt, it's like it's a surprise to you.
But here's the thing, which will go on
and not to,
you,
Kia, per se. I'm just saying, you know, us as people.
Here's the thing, y'all. And this is the God's honest truth. And uh-huh. And this is something that I want to say to a lot, especially us who proclaim mm-hmm. to be Christians or to even know God.
Yeah.
To know God. The thing is, sometimes we are the only God that some people will see.
We the only Bible some people
we
gonna
the
read.
Only Bible that some people are going to read.
Right.
We are the only things closest to God that some people will ever see.
Yeah.
They probably
yeah.
won't even see it from a pastor. They will see it from the people they around.
From your
so
walk.
So even
from
if
your talk.
Even if somebody communicates you with a certain tone, I believe as a Christian, there's still a level of love that God requires us to have.
Yeah.
Because guess what? The Bible lets us know that through love and kindness have I drawn thee.
Yeah.
And what we miss is the balance that needs to happen in communication.
Yeah.
There's a balance.
Because love is beautiful.
Because love is God. Love is God.
We have allowed society to tell us that love is all of these different. See, that's why we got to change our narrative.
Yeah, some people believe that if we ain't fighting, that ain't love.
That ain't
like,
love.
You got to fight for love. Fight
no, you
for love.
Fight for me.
No, no,
the fight is not necessary.
No, that ain't no, no,
the
no.
The fight is not here. Right.
The fight is us coming together.
Right.
To allow God. Because the fight, the battle is not ours.
It's
y'all.
Not.
It is not ours.
It's God is my bouncer, so I don't have to fight. I take it to him. I whisper in his ear, let him know what's going on, and he minds the door for me.
Yes, yes.
I don't have to fight.
Yes. Hey, Jesse.
We have to change the narrative. We have to,
we
change,
have to change
what we have
how
seen,
we
what we
communicate.
Have been taught. And you know
some
what,
of y'all...
Jesse? I feel like that we can change it because, like the guy said that we were listening to, people learn those behaviors. So anything you learn can be unlearned.
Yes.
We have to stop saying love is hard, relationships are hard, and start allowing ourselves to truly see it the way God made it. He didn't make anything that's not good.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Now, we got to realize a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
That communication, this is the next thing I want to say. Communication, there is a balance in the communication.
Talk about
and
it.
If we don't exemplify this balance, we're going to always communicate one way.
That's right. Come
You're gonna
on.
Always and I've seen people who deal with a whole lot of situations one way.
Yeah.
They fuss. Even to straighten stuff
Go
out,
off.
They fuss.
Go
even
off.
To be nice, they fuss. Their way to deal with stuff is they deal with it one way because there's no balance in their communication.
Yeah. Yeah.
Communication, believe it or not, people of God, y'all hey Diane. Who's that?
Diane, hey.
What up, Diane?
Diane says, when does it get to the point where we as a couple and Christians, we think before we speak to our better half? We must think how the other is going to feel so they will receive and listen to what the other says. That's
Diane,
true.
Diane, I was about,
That's
you just
true.
Took almost took the words out of my mouth.
That's what happened when you kindred spirits.
You took the words out of my mouth before I even said it. Thank you. Thank you, Diane. But when I was about to say, and I'm going to piggyback on what you're saying and say that The communication should start
for that one.
It should start with God.
It should.
If we acknowledge God, see, the Bible lets us know that in all of our ways, yeah. acknowledge him.
Yeah.
It don't say when I think about it. It don't say, well, I come back to you, God. In everything,
yes.
we have to acknowledge
These
God.
Are
so even before we react,
yeah.
we got to acknowledge God.
And God will give
even
you the
before we respond. Even before we respond,
yeah,
we got to acknowledge
God. Will
give
you the proper response. And he will also work on the heart of that person that yes. you need to talk to. So when you go back with the response God gave you and God done worked on that little heart, guess what's going to happen? Y'all going to have commune. Y'all going to have
yes.
some yes. holy communion.
What did Mataria say?
Mataria says, you hear with the
That's
heart.
Right. You sure do, That's Mataria. Right. That is
That's
so true.
Right. You have an ear in the middle of the heart. So in communicating, one has to have to be able to express, and one has to be ready to listen with the heart, because out of the abundance of the heart, that's what comes out the mouth.
That's comes out the mouth.
So if I'm giving him my heart and he crushes it, or he dismisses me, or he acts as though what I'm saying is not important, that does something to me and how I communicate.
Yes, yes.
We're not going to be able to commune together.
So in other words, y'all, even this is not just relationship for your spouses, your mates. This is relationship, period. This is how we are required God to respond.
Yeah.
Because again, remember, love is the thing that draws.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the thing that will arrest the fainted heart.
The nasty.
The love is the thing. You know, somebody told me one thing, and I believe this.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said this to me, and it was so, he said, you know how, he said, man, I've never bought a gun. And I said, man, we living in a society where everybody got a gun. He said, you know how I would stop somebody from killing me? And I said, how you going to stop somebody, trigger pull, right in front of you, and he's ready to kill you? He said, just tell him you love him. And I guarantee, and I had to think about that thing. I was like, wow. Because if anybody is that desperate to come and do something that evil to you, they're totally lacking in that level of love.
Right.
Because that's an act of hate.
Or else, what, just on the, I have jokes in my head at times. I thought I was going to be a comedian one time in my life. So on the other hand, Jesse, I feel like if you say that the way kids are today, man, you gay. And then they pull the trigger anyway, but at least they know before you die that you love them. Because kids today, you could say, man, I love you. They're going to be like, what? Man. And it's over.
Okay.
So you never know these days, guys.
Diane, we love you too.
You never you too, know Pastor these Diane. Guys. But anyway, let's get back to the real.
Chyna said, you have to give up the oneness for the two to become one. No, you don't
wait.
Oneness.
Wait, when she said give up the oneness, Chyna, what do you mean by give up the oneness? Sonya?
Because to be honest with you.
Thank you, Sonya. She says I'm the best comedian. She knows.
Because to be honest with you, a lot of us don't come in one. We come in half.
Oh, you better talk about it.
Because there are two holes that make one.
Right.
And a lot of us.
Hole with an L.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we can't give up that oneness because that means you're coming in half.
Yeah.
That means there's a void missing somewhere.
Right. And that's why a lot of people scared to get married in the first place because
okay,
they don't
want
to
give up
who they
being
are.
Selfish. Okay, got
thank you.
You,
baby.
That's a little more. Yeah, that's a little more
so
like
So you
it.
Have to be give up being selfish in order to become one.
Yes, yes, you do.
To be unity.
Okay, yeah. And here's another thing, y'all, that helps with. Yeah, okay, I got you. Yeah, I got you. Okay, wait, Mataria says something. Speak with the mind and listen with the heart.
That's right.
Relate.
Al we said, have to. He said
respectionship.
See, Al be coming up with some stuff.
Respectionship.
He said respectionship.
Leads to past situationship. Yes.
He said it leads past a situationship and establishes a real talk relationship.
That's right.
Al, that's right.
Boy, Al, you saying something.
You better.
Man, I'm gonna have to call you next.
Look back
I'm gonna have
right
to call you
Al
to put the, let you
Al
say something on the podcast,
down.
Man.
But seriously,
respectionship.
Though,
I like that.
And the thing is,
just long as you do it to not have to abandon ship,
right? Because whatever happens, there is a ship.
There is a ship.
At the port. Yeah. But listen, we have to, we really do have to start looking at God's way of doing everything. Because like we said before, there's a reaction and there's a response. If you're a firefighter, you are a responder. And I know y'all have heard us say this before. If you hear that bell gong, 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 and you just went to sleep from another fire, mm-hmm. you can't react and be like, man, every time you turn around, every time I get half sleep, and you react and you mad behind your emotions because you don't feel like getting up because you're tired.
That's
but
right.
You have to respond. The response is where the solution come from.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get up, you throw them boots on that stuff, all that hat and everything. You climb down that pole. You get in that truck and you get to business because you have to respond to a fire.
Oh, my son is on the line. What's up, Minna?
D-Mark Keese is on the line. He is in the house.
My son is on the line.
I mean,
what's up, son?
He
love
said,
you, man.
Look, he said, respectionship, discernmentship.
Discernmentship. There you go.
Y'all, it's a lot of ships out here. I'm telling
you. That's right.
That's why it's important for us to get to understanding which ship
you're
on.
And here's another thing. I want to move past that. So, another thing I believe that's important that hinders communication is what we are still attached to.
Man, you saw how slow I was. It took me half a second to. You are right.
Yes.
What are you attached to?
Y'all, some of us come in new relationships with still soul ties that we have not gotten rid of.
Soul ties that have attached
themselves. That have attached themselves. Because some of us have connected with people that we didn't know nothing about.
We had no clue what they was involved in.
They could have been molested. Uh-huh. They could have been abused.
Uh-huh.
They could have
been the abuser.
Come on with
it.
And we connected with these people.
That's right.
And now what we're doing is communicate from that soul tie.
Yes, because everything in your soul is your emotions,
yes,
your will, and your desires. So all of a sudden, okay, so this is the example the young man gave, and I've heard this example before about soul ties. Jesse goes out, and he gets with somebody outside of my knowing. He breaks trust. All of a sudden, he comes back to me. And then I'm wondering why in the world that when we are together, I'm thinking about stuff I've never thought about, or I'm responding to things I've never responded to, or reacting to things I've never reacted to.
Uh-huh.
Because what he has done, he has brought some stuff from some other female to me, and now I'm trying to figure out why am I acting different?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with me? And a lot of times, Al West, that's where that shame come in at. You don't even realize why you are feeling certain feelings or thinking certain thoughts all of a sudden. You could have gotten with a female who heavy into stripping and pornography
mm-hmm.
and all of that stuff. And then you bring it back to your mate.
That's right.
And all of a sudden they thinking about nasty things and they shame and they feeling guilty about stuff they had no clue was in somebody else that you attached your soul to and brought back to them. We
got to
be careful.
True.
We have to be careful.
Is this a caller? Answer
okay,
caller.
We have a caller coming in. I'm not going to hang up on people this time like I did last
hey,
time.
Caller.
Caller, please state your name and give us your comment. Do we have him?
Yeah, we can't hear you. Talk a little. Say it again.
Let's turn the volume up and see if we can get him that way.
Ah, you got to call her back. We're going to try to see if we can call her back.
Yeah, call us back for some reason.
All right, yeah, we're going to call this caller back. We don't know what happened.
Hello?
Hey.
All right, caller. Say your response and let us know who you are. Okay. Well,
we tried,
but that's all right. If you have a comment that you want to call in or something you want to say, just call in. We're trying to get this thing together. Maybe
you
it's
sound
our,
like a little chill cut child. She
maybe it's our thing. Maybe it's not. But let's keep it moving.
Yeah, so let's go back to that.
That's right, Sonya. She said, oh, I get it. That's how soul ties work. Because you are connecting your soul with someone else. Al says, it's always best for folks to be patient before we have sex. With an exclamation point. He says, get to know the ins and the outs first and then get a ring. And after you get a ring, say, I do, so that you'll be in covenant agreement with. Oh, he didn't say all of that. That was me.
I was like, wait a minute. I didn't put all that. Oh,
I put all the extra stuff, baby. Get that covenant agreement first.
No shot caller, Denzel. That's right.
Because listen, when you are intimate with your spouse, you are in covenant agreement.
No, you are in worship. You in worship.
You better talk about the worship.
See, y'all got, first of all, y'all got to understand how important that level of intimacy is.
Man, it's a level.
Because honestly, it is a level of worship.
Yes, it is.
It really is, where you are really becoming into a spiritual realm with God.
Come on with the spiritual realm.
That's exactly why they created, that's why God created sex for marriage.
Yeah, for marriage.
For the purpose of worship and intimacy with God.
And you're worshiping what he created. Now imagine.
And now mind you, if God created, that means he loves it.
Yes, he does. And so do we. But listen, this is the thing.
You know something, man?
Imagine this. If that's worship in the covenant agreement, there's always an opposite.
Yeah.
Outside of the covenant agreement, you still worshiping. But who you worshiping?
Ooh.
It's not God.
Ooh.
We never thought about that as worship. Ooh. So if you are outside of God's will when you do it, you are still in worship, but the person you worshiping is not God. Al says, sex brings soul ties with a bow tie. See, Al. See? And for the ladies, a wedding dress. Okay, I see where you at. I had to read the
rest.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's
why
you
got to read to the period.
Uh-huh.
That's the period. Right. Bow ties and wedding dresses. Come on. It's not that serious for us to, if we knew what these intimate acts did to us. God
that's
says
why
my
a lot
people
of time,
die for the lack of knowledge. So we perish because we don't know.
That's why it's so important when y'all, before y'all even get with people, y'all gotta really make sure, because coming out of a relationship and getting right into the next one, there's no time for that soul tie to even sever.
I'm still trying to figure out how to break soul ties. I think prayer does it and God does break those soul ties, but that's a serious situation. D. Marquis says sex is overrated and it's sacred. It's not sacred anymore. No, it is sacred. We just have taken the sacred.
Read it to the period.
Okay. Read it to the period. I'm sorry, baby. I was finna get it.
Yeah.
We give our bodies to people who have no covenant or commitment to you whatsoever. Okay, you know what? I am going to give you a heart for that. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah.
We have made
but see the thing is, see, but see the thing is, that, that's what
no
people go wrong.
Sacred.
But see, that's the thing. The reason why it's no longer sacred is because the commitment is to each other, and that's not what the commitment is supposed to be to.
Right.
The commitment is supposed to be unto God.
Yes.
We both stand before God, and we make the commitment to God.
Yes.
When you commit to God, then he keeps the sacredness involved, because God is the one we committed to.
Exactly.
When you commit to each other, we're going to fail each other.
Yeah.
We're not going to be on the same plane, because we're still dealing with stuff. Hey, Chris Burden,
that's
Pastor
right.
Chris Burden.
That's right. That's right. Diane. Hey, okay. Come on, Diane, with it. She said, yes, sis, when you lay down with your mate, it's worship indeed. With
that's
all
right.
Caps.
That's right.
She said, we constantly call on God. Don't
that's
we
right.
do it?
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's right. That's right. I get my wife be calling on God so much, I get jealous.
See?
Who in this thing? Me or God?
Yeah, okay,
I'm sorry, y'all.
Right
I'm sorry.
My son-in-law. Yes. Honey, yes, God is in the midst. We have allowed people to make us believe that sex is.
Wait a minute. Look what Sheena put. Sheena said, no ringy, no thingy.
That's Sheena, we need to put that on a t-shirt. No ringy,
no ringy, no thingy.
That's right. Because we have to, and then all of a sudden you got get babies involved. You have whole lives that you're bringing into this world.
Put it on a mug. Ms. Elsa, put it on a mug.
Okay, I'm going to put it on the mug. I'm going to put it on no ringy, no thingy. Hashtag.
Yeah.
That's right. We got to let the people know. We have to change our narrative. We have to change the story that we're telling ourselves about love, relationships,
Amen.
Communication. All of these things were created so beautifully by God. Now, what are you reading?
Lasagna.
She says, when God does things for our good and our greatness, Satan tears down to destroy our soul, be fooling people like he fooled Eve. That's right.
Yes. That's and why we that's have right. to commit to God.
That's right.
That's why understanding y'all, you gotta, that's why except those two agree.
Yeah.
You have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
We have to understand together that we are only together because of God.
And can y'all imagine if me and Jesse, if we didn't agree? If I mean, I don't agree. I don't have to agree with every opinion he has. I respectfully agree with him in an understanding of, oh, okay, I never thought about it. Okay, that's how you think about that. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine what this podcast would be like if we did not agree?
That's right. God is a jealous God.
There would be
no
way we could walk.
That's right.
Who said God is a jealous God?
Sheena.
Yes, he is.
Evangelist Sheena Bailey.
And Chris
Burton says sex does not mean faithfulness.
No, honey, because great is thy faithfulness.
That's right. That's right.
Sex does not mean faithfulness.
You better go ahead with the hymn, girl.
Listen.
I wish I had a keyboard in here.
I want to say this to Sheena. Sheena Bailey, congratulations. She is now the ambassador. I want you to put a link down there to where people can find out what you do, Sheena, with the Full Figure Women. Congratulations, baby. I saw it, and I was very, very, very pleased and very excited for you. So,
relationship school? Nah, this not. This is God.
Yes, and
this is
y'all
God.
Listen,
God.
All you have to do is ask. He says, "I want y'all to have the. I want y'all to know what I'm thinking about certain things, not everything."
See, and then too, this is one thing that God is really dealing with me and my wife into understanding that it's not about our will. Mm-mm. It's thy will be done.
That's right.
And a lot of us have to get rid of the will that we have. So that
surrender
God,
that thing.
We have to surrender our will to God.
Yeah.
We have to surrender our will to God so that he can take over and teach us what the commitment is and teach us how to get rid of those things that so easily beset us.
And why do they beset us so easily, though?
Because we hold on to it.
And because we're not getting connected to the power.
That's true.
That's some power. Like, everybody want to be powerful, but nobody want to go to the permanent power source to get it because I guess it's lame these days or God is a cliche these days. That is false. Change your narrative. Because there is no way that we can communicate and agree if we both don't have at the nucleus of our relationship, God.
Wow. Pastor Burton said, don't y'all wish y'all would have waited before you gave your goods to someone bad? Wow.
My goodness. And it's a lot of bad. Well, I can't say a lot. I mean, because I'm a lady. But I'm sure if we all get together, we could determine there is a lot of bad out there. Everything that we get in is not good. We fake and we lie and we have to be honest about it. It's not all good.
But here's the flip side to that, Dr. Burton. A lot of times we get with bad because we're in a bad place ourselves.
Come on with it.
So again, it really starts
talking,
with us. Yeah.
Boy.
We get with bad because we're in a bad place.
That's right.
That's the only reason why we get with bad.
That's right. And back to what Al West said earlier, and then all of a sudden we get in positions and situations and we make decisions and we don't have nobody to talk to.
Unequally yoked can't blossom. That's right.
Who said? Al?
Al.
You know what? I'm going back to look at all. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to come back.
Hey, Chris, I need to link you up with Al. I don't know if you know my boy Al West, but he's from Brooklyn too, man. Dope producer. I want to link y'all up, man, in Atlanta, man. Al is in Atlanta too. Al is a dope producer, man. He worked with 50 Cent, G Unit, all of those, all Cisco, everybody.
Look at this. Y'all listen.
Y'all gotta listen to my son. My son put something up here.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I know God messing with my son because there's something in my son.
Marie had him, but this is my son too. Let me tell you something. He said, when God instilled these things in us, we are now valuable. Some people either forget how valuable they are or don't believe they are valuable at all and lean on sex to validate oneself. But God already validated us in him. I'm finna give
Denzel,
you a heart for that.
Denzel,
I hope you feel the love.
Denzel.
God already.
I'm going to cash out the ministry, okay? The Denzel
God
Marquise.
God already validated us
the more
in
ministry.
Him.
Yes. That's right.
And so where you going to find your value at in him? If you don't go to him to get the value, then you're not going to have it. You're not going to know that you are.
But we see, and that's so true, Denzel, that is so profound.
That is, man, come
that
on
That is
with
so
it.
Profound because we see this happen come a lot. This is why a lot of women get pregnant. Because they're looking for to be validated. They're looking for love.
Yeah.
In all the wrong places.
And we
validation.
Do anything for love.
And we do anything for
anything. It. Anything. Settle for death. Anything for
exactly.
love. Come on. Sheena, she says, here are links to those. Okay. So y'all look at, go up on the Sheena Bailey and Miss Full Figure USA pageant. Contact Sheena Bailey if you want to get involved in that. We're going to promote that all
yes,
across
yes.
the nation.
This is our sister. We know she's a member of another church, but we claiming her.
Because, that's right.
Yeah, we're claiming you, Sheena.
She is a part of the shift movement,
Sheena,
when, for real.
Sheena, we got ministry to do.
That's right. There,
there's
that's
a,
right.
There's a work inside of you that we need to kind of pull out of you. And, yeah. And it's definitely, I know you're doing the full figure patching, but there's way more in you. That was just a little side note. I'm sorry,
it
y'all.
Is. But y'all listen, we have to change the way we see things. We have to change the story. All men are not dogs. There are some really good men out here in the world that's looking for some amazing women. All women are not thirsty. They're just looking for love. And they need to be they need to respect themselves, first of all.
So I don't let's I wanna ask, you say women, all men are not dogs.
That's right.
Does that make them bad if they're a dog?
God didn't create them with that nature. People say God created men with the nature of a dog. No, he said, I created man in my image, and God is not considered a canine. No. If you are a dog, yeah. To me, that's something. Okay, we have
we
a
might
caller.
We might have a scared caller. Let's see.
Let's Hold see on. Who the caller is. Okay, caller, hi.
Hi,
state your name and give us your
you.
Statement.
Yeah, this is Overseer Chris Burton.
Okay.
Prophet Burton,
come on
man.
With it.
Come on,
on,
man. Talk to
I
us.
I feel
Chris.
It through the phone
God
already.
Bless your heart, people. You
I
had
feel
to
it.
Call in and chime in on this one.
Okay.
Talk to us, man.
I think sometimes we don't look at the fact that a part of righteousness and holiness is self-discipline.
Okay.
Oh, come on. Come on.
And I think sometimes we don't look at the fact that God gave us self-discipline to preserve us from things that would be detrimental to our person.
Come on now. Come on with it.
You know, and I think sometimes we don't realize the toxic and even some of the dysfunction that we make. And Jesse, you said it so powerfully earlier about making decisions because we're in a bad place.
That's right. That's right.
And sometimes God will allow certain things to happen to show us that we're not as healthy as we should be.
That's right.
In
That's
order to bring someone into our intimate space.
Wow. Speak. Come on now.
Ahead,
you know,
prophet.
And so what y'all talking about, the level of communication, one of the scriptures that comes to mind, the Bible talks about paying attention to yourself.
Okay.
And understanding the cycles in your life.
Wow.
And there's a lot of folk who can dance and shout, speak in tongues,
right.
but they cannot pay attention to the cycles of loneliness that opens up the doors for desires that can ultimately derail their destiny. And, you know, that's why you got folk who got baby mama, baby daddy syndrome, because, you know, we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And they wanted intimacy, but they did not understand the other person's intent.
Wow. That's
and
always
God
important.
Will always show you the intent of a person before you're supposed to bring about engagement, especially with your person, because your person is valuable, not just to God, but your person should be valuable to you.
That's right.
And I can speak for myself. There's been some times where I wish I would have waited on the leading of God.
That's right.
Before I gave myself to someone who could not identify with who I was outside of the bedroom.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
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 Because you could be with somebody and they still not know you.
Wow. Yes. That's true. Now,
yes.
That's true.
Come on.
That's true.
Ooh.
That is true.
Come on.
You could spend 10, 15 years with someone and they still don't know what your purpose is.
Wow. Come on.
And
now.
Real love doesn't just want to make you feel good. But real love wants to see you tap into the totality of your potential and to see everything that God has for you accomplish. Wow. And so I'm glad that y'all having this conversation, because I think it's time for us to dismantle some of those myths.
That's right.
Sex is the factor that lets you know that someone loves you or not, because it doesn't. Because a prostitute can make you feel like you love for a moment, but have no type of attachment to your future.
That's right.
Temporary.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on, prophet.
She'll only be attached to you in them soul ties, and that's not
Absolutely. I think sometimes people are spending money for company because they really don't like themselves.
Oh, wow.
You know, one of the things that I learned when I was in school was that singleness is a gift. And in that time of singleness is the time that you get acquainted with who you are, what God has assigned for you to
do. Prophet, you gotta say that. That hit home. I need you to repeat that one more again. Singleness.
Yeah, singleness is a gift.
Come on now.
And sometimes people think because you're single, you're alone.
Yes.
A lot of times when you're single, God has given you the time to just to really discover who you really are.
That's right.
You know, because a lot of times we have made a whole image of ourselves out of the relationships we've been in.
Yes.
Not realizing that that relationship had no revelation to who you were.
That's right.
And if you have not allowed yourself to go through the single process to find yourself, to know what you are, who you are, what God has assigned to you, then someone could come in and manipulate your life and you wind up losing time, losing money, losing energy, trying to live up to a standard of that relationship that's beneath you.
Wow.
I don't know if the Lord is saying that right now.
You saying
that? Sometimes we give people opportunity to engage with us, and they cannot even take care of themselves.
Oh, wow. Come on, you got some prophet.
You got some people on here that are going. You got one person that said, she said, I'm single. Yvonne Dupree. She said, I'm single and not alone, but I'm more at peace.
She said, That's right. We have Sheena on the line, overseer. She says, one man for one woman marriage. The Bible said, if ye can't desire to be married, to get married, but I agree, you need to be whole, single in heart. The word say.
That's right.
Amen.
Absolutely.
You are getting some responses because what you're saying definitely is
we got
value.
Y'all, we got Prophet Chris Burton from Fayetteville. His church is in Fayetteville, Georgia. Y'all, please. He's a prophet, y'all. An awesome man of God.
That's right.
Y'all in the Georgia area, Fayetteville area, please go check him out.
That's right. We are all connected. We are all family.
We are all family.
Because the last thing I'm going to say, y'all, is the fact that people don't realize that real covenant is not about romance.
Come on with this.
Real covenant is about responsibility.
Amen.
Come on, explain that. Take a little moment, dude. They want to hear this. Come on, prophet. Come on.
Because when God made Eve for Adam, God said to Adam, it's not good, Adam, for you to be by yourself.
That's right.
He was not dealing with the physical aspect of Adam, but he was dealing with the responsibility of having a life without help, having a life without support, having a life without spiritual interaction.
Yes.
Because when you're by yourself all the time, you are your only point of reference.
Yes.
And you cannot grow as a person. You cannot grow in your relationship with God if you have no mirror in your life to look at.
That's right.
Wow.
And so
God,
when God gave Eve to Adam, God was telling Adam in the middle voice, I'm making you responsible for her life, for her destiny, and I'm giving her the responsibility to make sure that you have everything that you need to be the king that I created you to be.
Come on.
And so it's difficult to have longevity and relationship with someone who is responsible.
My goodness. Come on now.
Wow.
We definitely have to have you on the show, Doctor, because this has been food for thought.
Dr. Burton.
This helps us change our narrative.
So I'm going to give y'all the good stuff.
All right.
Dr. Burton, you blessed us today.
Yes, God.
Bishop.
Yes, God.
You blessed us today, and I'm telling you, man, the people on here saying, Doc, you a man of God who is speaking. His name is Chris Burton Mataria.
That's right. Come on.
And we just give him praise for that word that
I'm
gave.
About for real. Change the narrative. That will help us.
He is in Fayetteville, Georgia, Mataria.
Will help us.
His
that
name
will
is
help
Chris
us.
Burton. Chris, give him the name of your church, Reverend.
Man, the name of the church is called the Recovery House.
The Recovery House.
That should tell you something right there.
This is my brother. We are brothers. We are all connected.
He knew us before we were married.
And to be honest with you, y'all, we actually went through some. God has brought us.
Yes.
From Chris, if we could tell our story.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
He had a bird's eye view. If we could tell our story.
When I tell you, man, God is awesome, y'all.
My goodness.
Yes, it is. God is awesome, man. And we thank God for you, man.
I thank God for y'all. And the thing is, you know, I'm glad that you guys are focusing on marital and relational ministry.
Yes.
Because it's so unfortunate that the highest rates of divorce and breakups are in the church.
And
because people don't want to deal with the elephant in the room,
that someone
is being irresponsible in the relationship.
Right. That's right.
And there you have it, folks, being irresponsible in the relationship.
Well, Leo, that's our time. Janine Harris finally got on the line. Janine, we want to tell you happy anniversary. Chris,
happy,
Pastor Chris, man, thank
right.
you for calling in, bro.
That's right.
We love
thank
you, man.
Beautiful ending to the show.
Love
we
you, man.
Love you all.
Listen, y'all.
Man.
Janine, we want to say happy anniversary to you, Janine.
Yes.
Janine, we are so happy for you. You
yes,
got a wedding
yes,
anniversary
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank God for you. Love, we thank God for you, y'all. We thank
yes,
God.
Yes,
let's y'all
yes.
are on the line. Thumbs up, y'all. If y'all want to be a blessing to what we are doing, I trust me, we don't do this for money. We don't do it for money at all. We do it because God has really blessed us to give y'all information that he's given
and
us.
And to receive from
So 20 years, amen. So if you want to be a blessing, you can cash app us at Shift Movement.
Yeah, $Shift Movement.
Shift Movement.
Simple and plain.
Janine, 20 years, man. We've been praying with you, and you guys are celebrating, and we're going to be celebrating with you tomorrow.
That's right.
I promise you, we're celebrating with y'all tomorrow.
That's right.
We're celebrating
right.
with y'all tomorrow.
Amen.
Let's remember our Pastor Chris Burton, who called in, who gave an awesome word with what we were saying, y'all. Y'all look him up. That's my friend, my brother. And y'all, first of all, we want to thank God for allowing us and giving us this platform.
Yeah.
And we want to thank these guys that here at the studio,
Sacred Stone Studios,
here in Houston, Texas.
Y'all
look them up, man.
They're church guys.
They got everything you need.
Yeah.
Studio, whatever you need. If you need some media for your church, look them up, y'all. Sacred Sound Studios.
And in the Houston area, I can't forget to say, it's okay to say yes. My sister Erica Bolden.
It's okay to say yes.
She does ministry in the streets with the homeless. She feeds people. She works with the children. This woman is amazing. She does plays. If you ever see something on her page,
Erica, we will.
Link it down below, Erica, okay? But we have to go. Our time is far spent. You're going to pray us out.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.